opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You know what? It's true. It's hump day. It's you Wednesday, know, the 27th of January.
You love that. You look forward to. Is it just?
You know what? It's my life is
Monday through Friday thing. That
it's. You know what? My life is is not the stability that I have been used to in my whole. Well,
you emote.
Not, you know what? Frankly, my life has never been stable. But you know, on this, there's certain things that you know. For 2 years, I did one thing. You know, every Wednesday, and then that changed, and then you know. So, but here it is. This is Wednesday. It's hump day. This is the one thing I sometimes have control over. But if they forget to play it, then, you know, then my day starts off different.
Okay.
Not that it's wrong or bad. It's just different then. But this is kind of like, yeah, and we have people to come up and say they like that.
Hump day.
Hump day. It's hump day. 7 after 7 here. I know, I get way too much. You know what? The more complex the mind, the more simpler the trivial pursuits. And that's where I am right now in my life. You know what, Mike? I've got so many things going on at all the time that when I can hear hump day on Wednesdays, it's just kind of like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good for today. If I can find something for Thursday and Friday, too. Like, you know, Friday's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, I'm jumping for joy. What's anyway. That one? What's the one the Pointer Sisters did?
You know, I'm so excited.
Yeah, there, that one. I want that one on Friday mornings when we start off. I'm so excited.
I used to start my show with that song. Back in the Vegas days. Bob's looking at you like, what do you think?
is this a new karaoke career?
No, it's not a new karaoke career. I'm trying to help you find the song. Because you'll go, I don't know what song you're talking about. He does it.
This is a Friday thing, right?
This is his passive-aggressive thing.
Wait. This is a Friday thing.
I want it Friday.
Am I the one to talk to about that?
Oh, that's right. You're not here.
This passive-aggressive stuff is happening tomorrow night at the Republican debate. Oh. Anyway, 7:07 in the morning here on KCNR 1460.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We have got to dial back the coffee here.
No, we don't.
Okay.
No, we don't. We need it. We need it still.
Can you kind of like tell us and maybe hint about what the weather's
going to
be?
Okay, currently 44 degrees in the downtown studio, so let's get on track here. Good morning, everybody. It's going to be partly sunny today with the temperatures around 64, partly cloudy. Then a chance of rain tonight with 46. Rain likely with 60% chance of that happening tomorrow at our highs of 56 and our lows of 49. And then we go into Friday, full-on rain. Very excited about that, highs of 56. Saturday calls for a chance of rain and showers, actually. And Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce small hail. Sunday night showers again, and then we come back with Monday with a sunny day. So it's kind of a wonderful forecast because, you know, we've been praying for rain, doing the dance rain, you know, calling in everything you can with the rain stick and everything else. So thank God it's
rain. Weather stick.
Yeah, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They do give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. That's the number to call.
Ooh-rah. Hey, you know what? There's the capacity of Shasta Lake is how many feet?
Currently standing at 967 feet above sea level. Now, interesting, they increased the outflow yesterday for reasons I'm not sure of. I don't know if they're. I mean, it's not like there isn't plenty of room.
Well, there's only. Look, what is the capacity of Shasta Lake?
The full storage.
I can tell
I would
you.
Have to look it up.
I already know. It's how much is it right now?
We are 967.
1,068 feet.
Yeah.
So 1,068 feet capacity.
We're 100 feet down.
We're 100 feet down.
Wow.
They're letting out 2,000 feet per second, but they've got 18,000 feet per second coming in, right?
Inflow right now, as of yesterday's or yesterday's number, is 24,000 coming in from all the runoff, and they're letting out 3,500.
Okay. So, you know, we've got a lot more coming in than going out. So if this keeps up, we could be at capacity here after this weekend. Okay, maybe not after this weekend because it's still 100 feet. But if we have a couple more of these, you know, a few more weeks of those, we should be looking at that.
And judging from these numbers, it looks like they're diverting most of that through the power plant. So cool. It's actually doing something.
Well, wow, you mean we're going to have cheaper electricity?
No,
not so. Yeah, right. Ha, ha, ha. Okay. Here's the guy that wants to be the leader of the free world. He's going to stand up to Putin, the Chinese, the ISIS, the Al-Qaeda. But yet, there's a little blonde bombshell that he won't go to a debate about because he's afraid she's going to ask him more questions. Donald Trump.
I mean,
this guy has made himself famous. Hey, I'll get in your face. I'm pugnacious. I'm not going to back down from anybody. This is the way I am. I'm not going to debate because Megyn Kelly is there. And you know what? So what?
Do you think it's that, or do you think it is showing a power play? Like, if this was a standoff with something else, it's the major network opposed to, I'm not going to do that if you do that. Showing a power play, bumping up the ratings because people are awaiting, like, is he going to just at the last minute say, you know what? But this is something that I would think, I would feel that would happen with someone like Putin would pull something like this. I'm not going to do that because I'm the greatest. I think I'm so important. I'm the greatest leader in the world.
Well, you know, the fact is that, you know, when I said, does Donald Trump truly have those types of leadership qualities we need? And I, you know, had somebody come in and write something, it wasn't derogatory. He just says, hey, Carl Bott doesn't think this, but I think this. And that's fine. You know, the fact is that not going on the debate is probably not going to hurt him and all of his, you know, all of the people that support Trump really strongly. But what about the people that are saying, well, you know what, let's listen to what he has to say, you know, and he's gotten better in these debates. And now he has an empty chair there. And so, I mean, if I was Ted Cruz, I'd turn around and say, well, is this the man we want to have representing us when the going gets tough? I'm not going to play. I mean, you know, frankly, this is, I mean, who in the, I mean, maybe nobody advises Trump. Maybe he just, you know, does these things over the field and because he's been right a lot in his life that he feels like this is going to be fine. I find it kind of, you know, strange. And, you know, it's kind of like, well, I am not going to take that objective. No, 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 no. Because, frankly, I don't want to. You know, I mean, oh, really? Fine, you step aside and let me put a person in that's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's where I'm coming from. Just, you know, Megyn Kelly. Okay, you know, Megyn Kelly can be smarmy. And she can be, you know, she can say things every so often. But, I mean, and it's true. And but the point is that she's still a reporter or a news reader or whatever she is, a commentator. And this is a man who's running for the job of the most powerful man or position, I should say, most powerful position in the world, the president of the United States.
Well, still
and he's back in, and he says, no, if she's going to be there. And Fox News did exactly what they were supposed to. Did exactly. Hey, you know what? You don't want to, then don't show up. But she's not. We're not going to change our rules for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well,
it's great for
her ratings, and it's great for his ratings, and it's great for the Republican nomination
you know
ratings.
If you're trying to get your name in the press,
I tell
you what, Trump's done it because he has gotten it. He has gotten more press than I think the rest of them combined.
Okay, enough on this subject. When we come back, I really want to talk about the Oregon protester and what happened as the feds came in and one has been killed. Let's talk about that when we get back, okay?
All right, the Mundy brothers have been arrested up in Oregon.
All right, we'll be right back here. Early break here. KCNR 1460, good morning on this Wednesday.
The road is long.
Certified. certified produce abounds in the Orchard Nutrition Center Produce Department. All Orchard Nutrition Center produce is only watered with purified and pH-balanced water.
My name is John Moore. I've been shopping here at Orchard for 3 years now. One of the things that keeps me coming back is the produce here is exceptional.
And visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Organic Deli and Bakery, featuring custom-made sandwiches on freshly baked breads with nitrate-free deli meats. Orchard Nutrition Center's roast beef is grass-fed, grass-finished, and the cheeses are organic and RBST-free. Or choose vegetarian or vegan options and organic rotisserie chicken, as well as delicious homemade soups and salads. And Orchard Nutrition Center features a full-service coffee bar. Orchard Nutrition Center's in-house bakery features freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and a large selection of baked, gluten-free, and vegan items daily. And now, to better serve your family, Orchard Nutrition Center is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Happy New Year's. Kathy says we got more heaters coming in, and Johnny's been doing a lot of estimates and installs every day. So if you're tired of being cold, give us a call. Toyotomi kerosene heaters and on-demand hot water heaters. We also have a few used heaters for sale with great warranties. Danny's got the delivery trucks working every day, so check your tanks and give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. If you're tired of talking to answering machines and never getting your deliveries on time, give us a call. We don't have a salesman. We just have a lot of warm, happy customers. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, see Joe. In Redding, see Cody. He's the propane king. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Get ready for a high-energy evening full of breathtaking acts and heart-stopping stunts when Cirque Ziva comes to Redding. China's Golden Dragon acrobats are returning to Redding's Cascade Theater stage with dance, juggling, acrobatics, and trapeze. It's a show for the whole family with Cirque Ziva, Thursday, January 28th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club.
And I'm Allie Evers, proud owner of Boheme Spa.
At Wellgate, we're dedicated to building a club focused on improving the quality of your life, which is why we are so excited to introduce our new partner, Boheme Spa.
Thank you, Rich. Both Boheme Spa and Wellgate Sports Club share the same business philosophy and commitment to mind, body, and health. Conveniently located inside the Wellgate Sports Club, Boheme Spa is Redding's premier Aveda concept spa, featuring the complete line of Aveda products and Aveda signature services.
Wellgate Sports Club, in partnership with Boheme Spa, is proud to announce a groundbreaking new membership category called Rejuvenate. In addition to a standard premium access membership, Rejuvenate members receive 2 spa treatments per month from Boheme Spa for the term of the membership.
Reward yourself for your hard work and effort at the club with relaxing and restorative treatments.
Call 768-1205 today. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Here I go, playing star again.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Butt.
Turn the page.
7:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. All over Northern California, team of NRA instructors teach and give the most complete CCW training out there. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check out readingccw.com. All co-ed classes, all women classes, hunter safety, everything through Northern Firearms Instruction. Hey, yesterday we announced there at the end of the show that there was a lockdown at Balboa Medical Facility, the U.S. Naval Hospital in San Diego. And the and there was a lockdown, and there was reports of shots fired. Well, as it turns out, that they could not find any evidence of that. They searched the building several times, and the lockdown was stopped. And the report is now that there were no shots fired; that it was just a false report. Abe Vigoda, remember?
Yes.
Abe Vigoda passed away, age 94.
Dear.
His daughter said he was went to bed and
wow.
didn't wake up. He died of old age.
Yeah.
He was 94. Nothing
wrong with him.
Fish.
Yep.
Yep. Fish from that. And, oh, hey, Michael.
God, he's
can,
got.
Can you do something for me?
Yeah, he was a Godfather guy.
Yeah, no, it was. Who played the. It was him, Abe Vigoda, but the guy that, that he was talking to was the lawyer. Well, you know that guy.
I know who you're thinking about. Of course, we've just seen him a million times
in
movies.
Yeah, I just saw him. Just saw him the other day. Anyway, he says, "Hey, can
Robert
you do
Duvall.
Robert Duvall. Hey, can you do anything for me? No, I can't. So that was it. What a great role he played there. Okay, the Bundy brothers.
Okay, the soft-spoken but defiant co-leader of a group of protesters at this wildlife refuge in Oregon was killed yesterday. Police moved in to arrest ringleader Ammon Bundy and several other self-styled militia members. Arizona resident Robert Lavoie Vinicum, 56, of Cane Beds, Arizona, was shot and killed during the encounter. Seems what happened is they established a series of checkpoints along key routes in and out of the refuge. The agency said in the statement that the containment was to better ensure the safety of community members. They said the decision was made out of an abundance of caution. And what had happened, these guys were en route, and they had a standoff. And the entire leadership is gone. They had arrested right now several, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 people. And they're saying that those arrested were charged with federal felony count of conspiracy to impede officers of the United States from discharging their official duties through the use of force, intimidation, or threats.
They then arrested somebody in Arizona, and then but there's no they did not move in on the refuge itself. So
I was just going to ask you your opinion on something, Gar. You're hearing words thrown around, domestic terrorists, militants. What's your take on that?
Oh, I think that, no more than kids taking over. People taking over buildings and things like this with no violence are not, to me, domestic terrorists. They're making a statement. The difference between this and, I don't hear them calling the, when they riot in the streets and they stop, traffic and all that, calling people domestic terrorists. They're calling them domestic terrorists because they're armed. And there was a threat of armed violence there. So, is that terrorism? Well, you're going to have to, use that one. To me, terrorism is if you're making a plan to kill people, like the guy they just arrested, I think, in Milwaukee, who is buying machine guns to kill a bunch of people in a Masonic temple. That to me is terrorism. On this, though, they went in there. When you break the law, no matter what it is, when you break the law, that eventually when the law enforcement authorities say, okay, that's enough, you have to leave. Or, okay, I'm arresting you, give me your gun, and, I don't know what happened out there. But obviously, the man that was killed, there was an exchange of gunfire, and another man was wounded. So the question is they're going to, they're going to find out what happened. Are we ever going to find out what happened? I'm sure there's enough cameras and everything else going on out there.
They're called outside extremists.
Yeah, and you know what? Come in and everybody in the town said, okay, it's enough. You can leave now. The two guys went to jail, and said, okay, fine, I'm going to jail. I think that was woefully wrong. Woefully wrong. But again, you've got people that are standing up for what they believe is, the BLM is taking over, trying to take their ranches away. You've got to do something someplace. Now, here's the question. Is this going to light a fuse someplace else? Because you've got it's already in the militia networks that, hey, they've taken down the Bundys, they've killed one of the leaders, so what happens now is, the people, and here's a fact here that kind of goes into it. They've done a poll, and this is from the American Customer Satisfaction Index. and that the federal agencies, including the Treasury and Homeland Security, has fallen for the third consecutive year, reaching an eight-year low. And, I mean, they're down there with cable TV companies and internet service providers. Satisfaction is linked to broader goals and political system that it wants to maximize, like confidence and trust. The people no longer trust. Most of the people do not trust the government. Mm-hmm. And then when you get into something like this and you see these things that are overreaching, is that, hey, we're going to send these two guys to jail. They've already been sentenced. They've already been in jail once. Now we're going to go send them to jail for a little bit longer, because that wasn't enough, you know, for these two guys, you know, for his father's son. One is like 78 or something like that. We're going to put him in jail for a few more years. And people a lot of times just say, you know what, that's enough. It's just enough. And so you stand. And you stand and you say, this is wrong. And we're going to take this piece of property out in the middle of nowhere. We're going to take it and we're going to own it because, you know what, we are the people. Now, when you do that and you go up and up against a government like this, that frankly I was hoping that they would just not do anything. You know what? Just ignore him there. But I guess after a certain length of time, the Oregon governor, who's a Democrat, and saying, no, no, you've got to do something about it. Well, how long can it go on?
Yeah. What I'm hoping doesn't happen is this doesn't inspire another McVeigh-type character, you know, who goes and does something really nasty. We don't need that as a country. We got problems elsewhere without a bunch of internal stuff, you know. So I'm hoping that rational minds will prevail through this. But we've become it's a reflection of the whole political scene. We have gotten more polarized in the past 8 years than ever.
Well, what makes the what makes Trump and Cruz and Bernie Sanders so appealing to people? It's because they're coming from the outside, and Cruz is fighting against the establishment, and Bernie Sanders, my God, comes out of left field, and I really mean left field, and is fighting against Hillary, and then you've got Trump, and you know what? And I just wish Trump had gone to the Fox, you know, news debate, and just say, you know what? I know you're going to ask me questions, and he can even say this: I know you're going to ask me questions because you have this dislike for me, but I'm here. Because I'm here, in the scheme of things, this is small. This is really small, Donald. And frankly, if you're going to lead, you got to get in there and start punching. And I'm not talking about calling people names either. I'm talking about moral courage to stand up when things like this happen. So it's too bad that somebody was killed. I really hate that somebody was killed. It'd have been better if they couldn't. But this, the whole thing shouldn't have happened. It all goes back to putting those two men back in jail. And that itself was wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, Walmart Supercenter in Red Bluff is opening up. They're going to hire 150 people.
Oh.
150
Supercenter in Red Bluff.
Yeah. Now, they've been fighting it. You know, they've been in court cases for several years. Here's the thing is, any honorably discharged veteran, everybody listen, any honorably discharged veteran will be offered a job at that Red Mart, at the Red Bluff Walmart Center. They started a program back in 2013, and since 2013, they have hired over 100,000 honorably discharged veterans at Walmart. Over 100,000.
Share with us honorably discharged. What does that mean?
It just means that you've gone through your term of enlistment.
You didn't get caught.
It means you've gone through your term of enlistment. You've done faithful and honorable service.
So you did your 4-year term and
you're done. 4, 8, 20, whatever.
And you're done. You're finished.
Your tours, you finished your term that you signed up for,
mm-hmm.
You get honorably discharged. And with that, you get you have the GI Bill, you have the chance to get VA loans, you get, so you can go to school. There's all types of benefits that you've earned during that time mm-hmm. frame. And so what Walmart's doing, if you apply and you're going to get a job. You're going to get a job. So what can you say about that?
That's wonderful.
It is wonderful. You know, people slap and hit Walmart, But how many more big companies out there have hired 100,000 veterans?
I heard there was a bunch of Walmarts closing down.
Yeah, a bunch of them closing down throughout the world.
So it's interesting we're getting one here in Red. Hey, before we take a break, I want to let you hear about this. There's a new trend, but it's alarming in the fact that a second Greenbrier teen has died and two more received medical treatment after officials said they drank a mixture of Mountain Dew and racing fuel.
You know, I've heard that.
Yeah, it's a big thing, and because racing fuel is the purest form of, let me see, can give the same effects as ethanol, which is used in the production of alcohol beverages, but over time it can result in symptoms ranging from blurred vision, nausea, vomiting, and seizures, blindness, coma, and death. Well, this teen was found dead in his bed, and this investigators are looking into more of it, but methanol is extremely poisonous, and as little as 2 tablespoons can be deadly to a child. So they're mixing that for some reason to get a big high. And I could read further into it. But anyway, just to be on the lookout for another new thing, Mountain Dew and racing fuel.
I've got a better place to go to if you want something to drink. That's Tobacco and Brew. Right here, Espresso Joe's is going to give you, you want some racing fuel, try their double or triple espresso. That'll get you going. I mean, I tell you what, that'll start your engine and get you down the road at like about a new Warp 3 speed. Not only that.
The Joe's. We call them the Joe's. The Joe Cuties
the
over
Joe
there.
The Joe Cuties.
Inside the Tobacco and Brew is obviously Espresso Joe's, and they'll make you any kind of coffee drink. Go in there and get the greatest deal on your coffee beans per pound. They'll grind it to any of one of your specifications. They always have wonderful different new flavors. It's a great hostess gift if you're going to go visit somebody. Again, I say this throughout the holidays, but hey, if you're going to have dinner across the street at a neighbor's house or anything like that, go into Espresso Joe's. They'll have great stuff. Walk in next door, and they also have wine and tea and all kinds of like wonderful things to grab. Go in next door, walk right next door, and you have your largest walk-in humidor in the North States. Really fantastic for all of those cigar aficionados. In fact, are we going to have him on the air pretty soon, Cigar Aficionado? He comes in monthly.
No, it's not monthly. It's like once a quarter.
Okay.
Whenever they come out with their, every other month, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, he should be coming up now. They usually send me an email on that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back right after these messages.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, 3 young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Yeah, welcome back to our morning show. And, you know, of course, that's Jackson Brown here. Well, he's not on with us right now, but, you know,
he wanted to be.
We're here with...
We were busy.
We're here with the general manager, Jana, from the Cascade Theater. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have all kinds of wonderful acts that are coming through the Cascade Theater. We're just very thrilled. Jackson Brown, one of them, of course. Thursday night's going to be the Chinese acrobat. There's a name for it.
Cirque Ziva.
Cirque Ziva. And they've been through before.
Yep, correct.
And people just went wild.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yes. If you want tickets, please get them soon because there is a very likely chance that we will sell out.
Okay, that's fabulous. So I'll be there Thursday night. We'll be there Thursday night as well. But we really want to bring a focus in on a first-time event that's happening at the Cascade called the Signature Gala. I woke up this morning and I had a text from somebody saying, what's this downtown event you're doing? Okay, let's talk about it. Let's go there.
Yes. So the Signature Gala, you know, the Cascade Theater did a huge amount of fundraising to restore the theater and open it back up in 2004. But we're coming up on almost, 12 years now? And the theater hasn't done any fundraising since. So that's what this fundraiser is about. The Signature Gala is to bring more awareness to what the Cascade Theater can be and do for you. We are a nonprofit, just like other nonprofits here in town. Our establishment is gorgeous, but since we are a historical building, our expenses are extremely high due to lack of energy efficient walls. And, you know, we're a historical building. So unfortunately we weren't, our expenses aren't quite as efficient as some other things, but the goal of the Signature Gala is to help raise funds to help bring more of those big names right to your front door. Jackson Brown, Peter Frampton, you know. And we just want people who haven't gotten a chance to come to the theater and walk around and really take in what a jewel this building is for our downtown and have a wonderful, gorgeous evening at the same time.
Well, at the same time, let's talk about, like, you know, we know what it is. We live in this is a historic building, too, as well. And there's air conditioning units up on top, and there's leaks, and there's cracks, and things just happen. And so you can just imagine, yes, there's this beautiful restoration. We were there. We saw it uncovered. We've been through many delightful. It's one of the most, if not one of the most beautiful theaters I've been in my life. I love to see shows. Intimate, wonderful. Never have seen a bad show at the Cascade Theater. I think you guys have brought through meaningful, wonderful work of a body of work across the board. But, you know, air conditioning units can go out.
Which it has.
And toilets can back up. And there's all kinds of things, ice makers. I mean, things that people just don't even imagine your own house. Okay, you know you have to crawl under it every now and then and fix a pipe. So there, you need to have a fund that can take care of huge things that can go out in a theater of that size. And that's partially what the proceeds are going to go for.
Absolutely. It's also going to aid our educational funding as well to help sponsor students to come to some of our shows that we're able to offer.
Okay, so mark your calendars. This is our outreach to our listeners. And, of course, I'm going to be Facebooking this and telling all of our friends because some people just really aren't quite sure what this is. The poster looks fabulous. But since it's a first-time deal, Janet's here today to tell you what we're doing. So it's February 13th. Tickets are... February 12th. That's a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
February 12th. And tickets are...
$30. and they include champagne and hors d'oeuvres. And this evening is going to be so much fun. I really hope that people get a chance to come out and just enjoy the Cascade Theater on another level. What we're doing, we have tons of silent and live auction items. And the highlight of our auction items is that we are auctioning off the posters of artists that have come through, autographed original posters from Jason Mraz, Merle Haggard, Trace Atkins, Jim Belushi, Melissa Etheridge, Clint Black, The Temptations, Wynonna Judd. It just goes on and on and on.
So. And these are signed posters, so if you're a big fan, there's nothing better than having a signed poster from your favorite artist. And if you know of somebody, it's a gift, a birthday's coming up, a grandfather, a father, and they love that artist, maybe couldn't even make the of course, the concert, but to get a signed poster from them is just really, here's your opportunity. How's the auction going to go? Are you going to be doing, it's going to be live with paddles, or how's that working?
We have, I believe it's four or five of our high-profile artists that will be available for live auction. Other than that, the rest of the posters are displayed around the theater, so get your glass of champagne, have your hors d'oeuvres, walk around, and those will be on silent auction. As well as we have wine baskets and fishing trips and all kinds of other really, really, really nice prizes to silent auction off as well. And we're also going to have dancing up on stage. Ooh. So this is your chance to come up stage.
What a romantic, fun night, all-inclusive.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day weekend? You should come to the gala.
I'm coming to the gala. I'm very thrilled to, you have asked me to MC it. So, I'm inviting everybody that, you know, it's starting, a big push is starting now. And we've been running commercials for quite some time, but we're really trying to get you to focus in because, again, like I woke up this morning, I had text messages. What is this thing you're doing downtown? Well, okay, so I'm going to get back on, you know, texting. Come to the Signature Gala Friday, February 12th, $30. I mean, gosh, how fun to be able to just have a night that you can know that the money is going to go towards a really worthy, our own Cascade. I call it Redding's own Cascade.
Absolutely.
And so you know that the money is going to go towards, you know, helping the plaster and helping education and
air conditioning.
And no, I'm not kidding you. When it's 115 out and you want to go see a show, you hope that the air conditioning is going to work. And it always does because you always make it work.
I think that people so much appreciate the Cascade.
Absolutely.
It's used for everything. I think they used to have, I don't know, they still have church services there on Sundays? They did for a long time.
We don't right now, but we just had a giant Christmas Eve service there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you think about how the Cascade Theater is such a part of our community. Mm. And if people take pride in our community, then we need to support these things. And the Cascade Theater, I mean, for $30 a ticket.
Amazing.
That you can come in there and you get a chance to do a lot of other things. And will help keep this beautiful building going. I mean, you get people like Jackson Brown. I tell you, Weird Al Yankovic.
Yep. That was fabulous.
Dana Carvey.
Weird Al, though, drove me out of the auditorium in the first 10 minutes. It was like being in a firefight, you know. So you know, get my breath back and reload and go back in.
My brother and sister-in-law came up from Sacramento. We bought loge seats, and because my brother grew up, I remember listening to Weird Al Yankovic when he was on the Dr. Demento radio, just radio, and so that was in the '70s. But so anyway, just things like that, the fabric of your life, the memories of your life.
Absolutely.
And theater, small theater, 1,000 seats, it's such a great way to really kind of be and to get to know an artist intimately. So anyway, we really are doing the whole reach out right now on that 12th of February for you to come. It's a great, Friday night's a great night. You know, it's the end of the week, it's $30. Get your tickets now because we want to make sure that you can get in.
And tickets are limited. So, yes, please get your tickets early. Like I said, it's a great way to kick off your Valentine's Day weekend with your sweetie. Get dressed up. Come on down to the theater and make it a double date. Invite another couple.
Right, and should do that.
Yeah, have some fun.
Yeah,
right.
That'd be a good time.
The theater is really a fun place to be. And like I said, we really wanted this evening to be an experience that people have never really had before in the theater. A personal, fun, lively experience.
Kick off your Valentine's Day weekend.
Absolutely.
And what a good way to do that is going around having chocolate and champagne, and that's going to be available.
Bidding on posters. And other goodies, and if you want to dance, you can dance on the stage, and it'll just be a night that's you'll feel like you're part of something that's very important, and I think that that's a really feel-good. So think about two tickets. If you bring your sweetie, that's $60, and you get the whole experience. That works.
And the food is going to be fantastic. It's actually catered by Gironda's. So I'll do a shout-out for Carlene. So she's so wonderful.
Carlene is, yeah, absolutely.
Talk about a local hero.
Yeah.
I know.
Jim and Penny Gironda, you know, of course, have built that place. And then Carlene from Deja Vu has taken it over. And
so cool.
With their blessing. I mean, they've been great friends for years. We got to take a break here. We're talking about all the great things that are going on at Cascade and how we can support Cascade and all the things that are going to be happening there. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, it's a quarter till 8 here on the 27th of January. 44 degrees out there, going up to 64. Nice day out there. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I'm on the wall.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm excited about Second Tuesday Dinner in February because we are going to the Cottonwood Eatery located in historic downtown Cottonwood.
That's right. With old-fashioned country hospitality, hometown food made from scratch and served up with the right amount of love and attention.
I love the friendly community feel, the branch-style food, and the amazing desserts.
Please join us at the Cottonwood Eatery on Tuesday, February 9th as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is January the 27th, 2016. This This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. A locally owned business, started 7 years ago, has prides himself on customer service and having every type of long gun and pistol that you could possibly want to buy in the state of California and the ammunition to shoot it with. All the shooting accessories, gunsmithing, classes on concealed carry and hunter safety, it's all one-stop shop at Bastiani Arms. They've done a great job. They've got a great reputation. It's where we buy our guns. It's at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give them a chance to match any price that you can get from any of the big box stores down there. 222-8222 is the phone number. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We're here with...
with Janet, from our general manager and also the creator and producer. I mean, you're somebody.
Cascade Christmas.
The face of Cascade Theater.
You've done so many other things.
And we're so happy that you're here with us this morning. Yeah. Not, you know, just a great talent as well. A good singer and dancer and actress, director, writer. And, you know, Cascade Christmas just is such a pleasure. And so we're talking about Cascade, everything Cascade.
Cascade. Cascade Theater.
Okay. Yeah. Now, we have here... an opportunity.
I'm smiling at you.
We have an opportunity to get some tickets right here. So do we start with the Chinese? Okay, I'm just going
to
take
gonna
a step back.
We're going to give away some tickets to the Signature Gala.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, the Signature Gala, which is February 12th.
I'm just going to sit back
Jana
here and not
has
say
been, Jana
right
has
now.
Been so generous in saying, let's give two to your listeners. So right now, you have the opportunity, we encourage you, we're going to take the third caller. So the third caller calling in right now to 605-4567, 605-4567 will get two tickets to go to the Signature Gala event at the Cascade. First time this is happening. It's a wonderful fundraiser. We really encourage you to come out, again, February 12th. So take the third caller. And also, those winner of the tickets, we encourage you to buy tickets because we have a lot of people are going. This happens in Reading. A lot of people are going, but we need you to buy the tickets because, before the event, because we need to, like, figure out food.
Absolutely. Plus, I mean, it's just, it's nice to know how many we should expect so that we can prepare properly for you. But besides that, I mean, I just hope that people, you know, people are always looking for something to do, right? You're
yeah,
looking
right. Absolutely.
It's Friday night. We're going to go see a movie. We're going to go to dinner. Do something different and come down to the Cascade Theater. Experience the theater like you never have before.
Right. Okay, so now we're going to be, that third caller is going to be on the line here a second. Bob will make an announcement. So what else is coming up?
Well, yes, we have Cirque Diva this Thursday, and then we have Colin and Brad from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
That'd be hilarious.
On February 5th.
Those guys are great.
They are okay. So last time they were at the theater, they did a whole skit where they were blindfolded and had mouse traps all around the stage, and they played a game. And every time they messed up, they had to take a step. And so they were just wacky stuff like that. So they are just hilarious. Yes, I got a big group of my friends together to go. And yes, I mean how great is it that we're able to?
We have a winner, by the way.
Ooh,
we have a winner. So
all right.
Okay, Lori. And we've got your phone number. And what do they have to do?
They just need to come down to the Cascade Theater box office and pick them up. And if we have their phone number, we can confirm with them as well.
Okay, they're going to give you a call, Lori, and say we've got
congratulations.
The tickets for you. Congratulations. Thanks to everybody for calling.
Yeah, and what we're trying to encourage, Lori, and everybody who's listening, is that this is our moment to come forward and really come on out and support the Cascade Theater. February 12th, this is the first fundraiser for the Cascade in how many years?
12.
Yeah.
Since it reopened. Lori, you need to bring another couple down. A double date.
Yeah,
Everyone's looking for a double date.
So that's really cool. And we can't implore that enough that, you know, 12 years is a long time. And you know what? The Cascade keeps giving and giving and giving. This is our time to $30 a ticket is just, that's pretty amazing.
It's going to be a wonderful night.
Okay. So,
it's going to be good. It's going to be fun.
Fun time.
Okay. Well, you know, a lot of people are calling in. They're out there they're poised.
All right, so let's talk about some plans. But, you know, besides these dates, what are some of the other plans that you are? You got Mary Poppins. Is
yes.
that in rehearsals now?
Oh yes.
Okay.
In fact, we just had the Thurman brothers, the triplets from L.A. Uh-huh. who are from Reading. They just came up from L.A. to do a whole workshop. So all the Mary Poppins cast.
Oh my gosh.
Busting their booty this weekend and sweating and dancing and singing, and they just had a really really intensive workshop this weekend to learn the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious dance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then be able to say it so you can understand.
Well, they brought with us original Broadway choreography. So,
oh, yeah. My goodness. Okay, and also we just recently had one of our local stars that was, she was just on the 22nd?
Yep, Summer Chappelle, and she was marvelous.
Love to hear that.
Really, really marvelous. I mean, what aspiring talent.
Yeah, it's so great to see that. Mm-hmm. You guys embrace that. I remember seeing her, gosh, when she was 15 or 16,
she
was at the Cascade,
mm-hmm.
you guys were helping her with her wings then. All right. So, so we've got supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. We have the whole Mary Poppins thing happening. What's going to go on next year in the winter months?
Well, we're working on that right now. Nothing's confirmed yet, but we do have offers out to some pretty big name artists, so I can't disclose anything yet.
Okay.
But once the season is confirmed, we're happy to come back on the air and let you be the first ones to know about it.
And we love that we are able to give away those tickets like to Lori, and, we will probably be giving away, maybe a couple of tomorrow night is the performance for
Cirque Ziva.
Okay.
Tickets for that?
Yeah, we'll be giving two away tomorrow morning for tomorrow night's show. So be listening, because keep your Thursday night open just in case you're the winner. I know I'll be there, and it'll be fantastic. I just am always fascinated because people don't really realize, I don't think, and you as a dancer, director, singer, multifaceted, know the work and the commitment it takes to do these things. You don't just walk up there. It takes years of practice. So you can imagine with these acrobats, especially when they can do contortion, it's something that starts from a very young age when we go and we watch the Olympics
mm-hmm.
or the figure ice skating that we just saw. This starts at 5, 6. It's not just the child's commitment. It's the family's commitment to get the child there. So it takes a team to get to like these fabulous places in one's life that they're able to create this kind of art.
Absolutely. Yep. It does take a village to put on something like that.
So. All right. So let's take this village here in Reading in the North State. You know who you are. Pass the word on. Put it out on your Facebook for February 12th. We want to get these tickets. Step forward. Like you said, you've got over 800 tickets sold for tomorrow night.
Yes.
We need to get those tickets sold. People aren't really quite sure yet what the Signature Gala is. So let's make sure we get the word out what it is February 12th.
Absolutely.
And you've already got people out there excited, and we're going to be pushing it really hard. And, you know, it's a great, great way to start off the Valentine's Day weekend because a lot of things going on.
Oh, my
weekend,
goodness.
You know,
it's a thick weekend.
A thick weekend.
A holiday on Monday. So, yeah, it's a great way to kick it off. So.
And you can get your tickets for the Signature Gala by calling the Cascade Theater box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Now, your box office, they're all volunteers.
Yes.
And they're sweet. They're wonderful. You
they
never have anybody
wonderful.
With an attitude.
No.
They're always like, how can I help you? Yeah. Well, it's just lovely.
They are.
I know that one lady that
really
said,
wonderful.
If you're planning on taking that glass of wine in, I'm going to break your finger.
Have sippy cups.
She was like
80. Well, for the Signature Gala, you can bring your wine in.
But we have sippy cups. We've been, we've got a collection of sippy cups because we're never.
That's not
never
true.
Remember to bring the sippy cups with us.
So this for the Signature Gala.
You should have sippy cups with people's names on them.
Keep them behind.
Just keep them behind. They go,
like
can I have
Walker.
My sippy cup? Yeah, it's kind of like, a bunch of, and you see how many people, like members. If you're
yeah,
a member, you have a sippy cup.
$2,500 seat membership for your locker
and
with
your sippy cup.
All right. So, Jenna Laird, thank you so much again. And everything Cascade, we love the theater downtown and glad to see that it's just remained such a beautiful, iconic you know, and our house looks down at the Cascade, and I know sometimes the lights are on, sometimes the lights are off. And when the lights are off, I'm like, well, there must not be a production. But the lights are on, so there's got to be a great production tonight. So it's always fun for us to see the beacon of light that comes from downtown. That must cost a lot of money, too.
It does. It really does.
We can see it though. When we're looking out on the back, you know, out of, on the back 40 there, say, and there's the Cascade Theater.
Yep.
And everybody,
oh,
you know,
how neat!
Oh no,
yeah.
You can see it. You know, and then right off and to the left of that, is, you can see the bridge, the sundial, and mm-hmm. you know, everything's all lit up.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
When the shrubs are cut down, but anyway. So anyway, Jan, it's so great to have you come on.
Thank you.
Again, thank you so much for being so generous and coming on the air to bring to give tickets away as well.
Absolutely. Well, hope you guys will see you at the gala.
We'll see All you
right.
at the gala.
The
We're going to be there.
Gala.
We'll drag our friends there. But
they
it shouldn't
be
happen.
Drugged.
They're going to be there because it's a great place
yeah.
to go, and it's going to be a great event. All right. We'll be right back after these messages with Assemblyman Brian Daly.
KCNR, Shasta Redding. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Secretary of State John Kerry held a press conference today after a four-hour meeting with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing. He said they still have sharp disagreements about several issues, including how to respond to North Korea after its leader tried to explode a hydrogen bomb in a recent nuclear test.
Whether or not he achieved the explosion of a hydrogen weapon is not what makes the difference. It's that he is trying, that he wants to do that, and made the attempt.
Secretary of State Kerry and the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi met for 4 hours today and presented sharply differing views not only about North Korea but also about some of China's recent moves in the South China Sea as it tries to assert itself. All adults, including pregnant women and new mothers, should be screened for depression as a routine part of their health care, according to a new government advisory group's recommendation, U.S. Preventive Services Task Force member Dr. Michael Paioni.
This is really a message aimed at clinicians that they should be developing and implementing a program to screen for depression and then appropriately follow up on those that screen positive.
And the second part of the recommendation from the task force could be difficult to carry out, ensuring that systems are in place to properly diagnose and then treat people who are identified as suffering from depression. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he doesn't think much of Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly is a lightweight. This is a lightweight. This is not a reporter. This, to me, is just a lightweight.
And that is why Trump says he is not taking part in tomorrow night's Fox News debate among the GOP candidates, their last chance to sound off before the Iowa caucuses next week. And this all but ensures more of the attention will actually be on him. His chief rival heading up to the Iowa voting is Ted Cruz. Cruz says he'll be happy to debate Trump anytime, anywhere. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The Robertson clan of television and Duck Commander fame believes in faith, family, freedom, and defending the American way.
It's a tragedy that some people think America's not worth defending anymore. This is Phil Robinson, and I stand up for what I believe, and I think you do too.
Who actually has stood up not just to Democrats, but to leaders in our own party?
Senator Ted Cruz. It's the American way. We want someone on our side to preserve, protect, and defend our God-given liberties.
When millions of Americans rose up against Obamacare, I was proud to lead that fight.
The upcoming presidential election is critical to our country. Let's reclaim the promise our great founders gave us and become a bastion of freedom and liberty again. Let's vote for Ted Cruz.
When I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do exactly what I said I would do.
Paid for by Keep the Promise One and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. KeepThePromiseOne.com. Keep the Promise One is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Toyota says it sold just over 10.1 million vehicles in 2015, retaining its status as the world's top-selling automaker now for the fourth straight year.
Toyota's sales figure compared with 2015 sales of 9.9 million vehicles for Volkswagen and 9.8 for General Motors. Volkswagen, which overtook Toyota in sales during the first half of last year, suffered in the second half from an emissions cheating scandal involving diesel cars. Auto sales in major markets such as the U.S. and Japan have slowed, while emerging markets, which had sustained growth in recent years, have weakened.
Venice correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Americans rushed to buy up new homes in December at the strongest pace in 10 months. It's a sign of the positive momentum carrying the housing market into this year as well. The median new home sales price fell 4.3% compared to a year ago, down to a nationwide average of $288,900. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Danish hospital officials say that a Danish tourist has been infected by the Zika virus after visiting Southern and Central America.
Danish hospital authorities say the patient, who's had a fever, a headache and muscle aches, was discovered to have the virus on Tuesday. The hospital has released no more information but says there's little risk of Zika spreading in Denmark because the mosquito carrying the virus isn't found in the country. Experts say there have been confirmed cases of imported Zika virus infections in Germany and Britain and in Sweden last summer. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of the NAACP says he had a frank and forthright conversation with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder about proposals to alleviate the crisis in Flint caused by lead in the drinking water. The NAACP President Cornell Brooks met with Snyder last night. Brooks presented a list of proposals. He says Snyder's regret for what happened in Flint appears to be genuine. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:05 in the morning here on the 27th of January. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com right here. And I'm here, of course, with Linda.
Good morning, everybody. And I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday hump day. Oh, gosh. 8:05 in the morning, like Carl said, is currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios. Partly sunny today with our temperatures. Our highs will be 64, lows 46. If you're looking for the forecast, rain tomorrow with our high of 56, lows of 49. Heavy rain on Friday. That's right. Heavy rain on Friday. And then the percentage of the rain goes down for the lows of Friday of around 49 as well. Saturday calls for a chance of showers, and Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce small hail, mostly clouded with a high near 51 on Sunday. And then as we come back into our Monday forecast, mostly sunny. The weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Served the North State for well over 20 years. Voted best in the North State for 2015 for their heating and air conditioning needs. What can I say besides that? They can fix any type of heating and cooling system. They offer warranties and guarantees. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service if you have an emergency. All of this from Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We voted them best in the state for years. Maybe 4 or 5 years in a row now for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, we do know that Brian Daly is on his way. He has called us. He's en route, so he will be on the air with us this morning.
He's going to call in. I mean, it's not like he's here.
Okay, well, he'll still
is
be with
right?
us.
That's
okay.
Right, Bob.
Yes, his chief of staff said there's a delay due to another activity he's involved
doing,
in.
He's
a very good
calling.
One. Yeah, we'll let him explain that.
Yeah. And but there's a lot of other things going on we can talk about.
I thought he was
going
to be here in person.
No, you know what? A lot of times he tries to do that. But we've got it set up now that once a month we're going to have Brian Daly
right.
here, just like we do Congressman LaMalfa, our sheriff, our police chief, and many others in our city, which help in our area out here of Northern California, mm-hmm. which helps to kind of get the information out, give them more of a chance. Like in a couple of weeks, in the beginning of March, we're going to have one of the U.S. Senate, another U.S. Senate candidate here. We'll be on the show from 8 to mm-hmm. 9. Just talk to his person, and so they're planning on being here with us 8 to 9 that morning.
Are we?
So that means we've gotten three of the Republican candidates for United States Senate have been on the show.
Yeah, we're sort of in a calm before the political storm starting next
crazy.
Month. Oh my,
it's going to get crazy. Okay, what do you got there?
Well, just recently, and this has just popped up in the headlines out of Little Rock, Arkansas, one case of the Zika virus.
Oh, my gosh.
Has been confirmed in Arkansas and another in Virginia, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. In both cases, the individuals recently traveled out of the country. This gets to be a little scary because we like to travel and we have people who like to travel as well. Zika virus is a relatively new disease for the Western Hemisphere. It first appeared in Brazil in May of 2015. It has since spread to 20 countries. And of course, we know when we have so many, I'm not even going to go there, in Central and South America and the Caribbean. The mosquito-borne virus is new to the Western, of course. It's already spread in several countries, but first again,
now, the Zika virus is, if you're pregnant and you get this virus, it can cause a type of encephalitis in that your baby is born with a very small head. And they're warning people, the World Health Organization is already warning people, if you're pregnant, not to go down to these countries because you can get this, and you know, and it causes severe birth defects.
And like they're saying that the children that when this virus is, it's mostly if you're pregnant and it's going to affect the fetus. It comes there, small
right.
head, so the virus probably affects the cells of the brain, a developing brain, a fetus, and damages it. There's no treatment available. This is kind of a scary. Another
this is
one
kind of scary when you start thinking about this. Is it's one thing to have it. You see it in a third world nation, but now we've gotten two cases up here. Now, I would be interested to see if these are people that are immigrants or migrants, or these are people who just traveled down to those areas where the disease is, because there is no treatment for this.
Okay.
In fact, they are moving the army into these areas. The president of the country, I believe, Argentina?
Brazil.
Brazil, the president of the country is telling people don't get pregnant.
Okay,
at the same time, they're urging people not to get pregnant because of this could be a massive, massive epidemic here.
Okay, well, the confirmed cases, according to what I'm looking at now, Zika. No, it could be Zika, but I'm thinking Zika. It's in Mexico. In fact, is that the correct terminology? Okay.
That's what I heard on the news.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm just wondering. I mean,
how many
cases?
All of Mexico doesn't say how many cases, but it says that all of, you know, Mexico.
All of Mexico and Central
all of
America.
South America.
And most of South America.
Yeah. Well, according, I'm just seeing most of this. You maybe and I have it in, it's in Panama, Colombia, Ecuador, Bolivia, Martinique, Barbados, you know, all of these
right.
States.
Well, you can figure that most of Central America
countries.
And Mexico. So it's there.
20
so
countries.
And it's carried by mosquitoes. So as it comes across, what it does is it'll bite in, and this is the way it works, of course, is you bite in, you know, it bites an infected person, it goes over and bites a non-infected person, they infect them.
Well, remember when West Nile came out, you know, of course, at a certain point when West Nile, there became a treatment for that, correct? Does anybody know, was there a treatment for West Nile at one point? Or people died from it, I know that.
They
but
still
right,
do,
they,
but they still do.
They can treat the symptoms until the person recovers.
So there's no, right now, this is affecting the fetuses, but here's the thing that concerns me, and this is for flying as well, is that, you know, mosquitoes can get on your suitcases, can get into things inside of a plane that travels across the country. So, or on a ship, in a container, you know, everything's shipped all over the world. So, when they say that the world is flat, it truly is flat with when we're getting goods from different parts of the world. It just happens. It's going to happen. So we haven't had it in the United States yet. Well, that's not true. I just got through saying.
You just got two cases.
Yeah, I just read about it. So,
but there's no treatment for it, and that's kind of scary. Okay. It's confirmed in
Arkansas and Virginia.
Okay.
Anyway, I just thought I'd tell you that.
It's interesting that you've got this and there's no treatment for it. And now, I mean, it just all of a sudden appeared. It must have come from someplace. I'm thinking, you know, where did it come from?
Well, an established virus mutates into another form. This is why we have ongoing flu in spite of, various vaccines.
So, okay. Anyway, that must be pretty serious, you know, and the president of Brazil says nobody in these regions should get pregnant, and they're bringing the army in to try and fight the mosquitoes, and here we've got our first two cases. So just another big warning, don't go down there, and it's just when you see things like this, how do you keep it from getting to this country when we have such a porous border?
Well,
so you've got somebody that's carrying it, right?
Well, you have Arkansas, Virginia, that's not like it's in New York or yet.
I'm saying we've got such a porous border that people are coming across that, you know, that how can you even hope to stop it?
Right.
I mean, you can't. I mean, it's, you know, as long as we continue to let, you know, thousands and thousands of thousands of people come across the border, you're going to have diseases. I mean, now they're having diseases that they haven't seen, you know, in 20 years we're starting to get it. You know, whooping cough and all these other things that people had kind of almost eradicated. When's the next time we're going to have a case of, you know, of smallpox in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Or polio. How about that? Polio's right. Making an upswing in some of these places.
We love our chat pack. And our chat pack this morning went wild when the women especially, were talking about this whole thing with Trump and
I'm not even going to tell you what Dr. Maria said. Wow.
Well, you know, I'd love to get the input. You know, that's the whole thing. It's an outlet for people to come online, hear what we're talking about. They engage with each other. You can go to KCNR1460.com. You can join the chat pack. We'd love to have you join it and just engage with each other and with us, because producer Bad Bob is always in the chat room as well. Sometimes we get going with our guests.
I think he instigates it sometimes. Could that be true?
But I think women are ticked off at this. Or they're ticked off with, like, you need to shut up and you need to stand up. And don't pull this crap, period.
You're not talking to me, are you?
And I'm talking about Trump.
Oh, okay. The women here, they're just, I mean, and, you know, and then I saw Jarhead immediately pull back in and didn't say anything after that, except, oh, my God, you know, and I think, you know.
So. On Facebook this morning, it was, there was a poster that said, there are two ways to argue with a woman. Neither one works.
But the thing is, you know what, I'm not going to go there right now because we've got to take a break. But, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out at Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, on the 12th.
13th.
On the 12th, we go to the Cascade Theater.
Yes.
For the big big gala then.
Signature
and
gala.
Then the next night, we're at Wind River because it's going to be the Elements Lounge, and Linda's going to be there for for a Valentine's Day show, and it's going to be a great night in Elements. So
yes.
Give them a call at 243-3377.
Yes, and I just want to insert this. Got a call because, you know, I've been doing the first Thursday of every month. So, yes, I will be there on with Lou White being my special guest. And, of course, we have the wonderful Bruce Kalin on bass. We've got Bobby Veramontes on drums. And we have Cleveland Bonet on keyboards with Lou White. And that will be February 4th. So if you happen to not be around Valentine's weekend, we will be there the 4th with our wonderful Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. It's a blast. And then we'll be there Saturday the 13th. And this will be Joe Catania on as my special guest, and the wonderful Jeff Jones on sax and flute. Those will be my special guests along with it. So the February 13th is happening at Wind River, and that's a special steak and lobster night as well, all Valentine's stuff. So anyway, two nights this the month of February at Wind River, 243-3377. Yes, we do have to take a break. We're late.
we'll be right back.
It's time for a year-end clearance sale at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, plus you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top, or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for 66 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Redding Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer. Go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval of credit. Ends 2/29/2016.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue, on Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the historic theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade box office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's kissing me on the cheek here, guys. Welcome back. It's 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. 44 degrees out there, going up to 64 today.
Good morning.
Brian Daly called, but we somehow managed to lose his phone call there.
Okay.
Yeah, we're waiting for the call back.
We're hoping that he knows that we hung up on him. He may think he's just on hold.
Well, anything.
605-4567 is our phone number, and he'll be on in just a second. Okay. He's called. And, in fact, I think that's him calling back.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, we wanted to say that this is the World Marks the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Former prisoners lay candles and flowers at the death wall at the former Nazi German concentration and death camp in Auschwitz during the ceremonies making the 71st anniversary of the extermination in Poland. The biggest death camp was liberated by the Soviet Red Army on January 27th, 1945.
Yeah.
Of course, Americans went in there and just couldn't believe
what
was happening.
Nobody could believe it.
You've been watching a lot of these World War II events right now.
Right.
Politics are just really at the center of what we're thinking right now about world events and what's happening locally as well. And so we're so happy to have Brian Daly with us this morning on live on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fine. How are you?
Long time. Yes, I'm great. Thank you.
Well, I think we've set it up now that you're going to be on a regular basis with us, so that you can keep us informed about all the little shenanigans going down there by your by the other side and our side.
You bet.
First of all, congratulations on your award.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I was pretty neat. I was on the Rural Counties Board for 15 years, and then they give a Legislator of the Year award, and then after I got down here, they gave it to me. So that was kind of neat.
Well, you know, that's, you know, but that's the kind of thing that, it's the Pat Mattingly Award for Legislator of the Year from the Rural County Representatives. That's cool. That's cool. I mean, that, you know what, it is good to be recognized for all those things you do, though, Brian.
Well, I've been working real hard to try to improve the economy in our district, and that's, and also what happens in my district is affects most of the rural counties, so, that's why they chose me to be the recipient of the Patty Mattingly Award. Patty Mattingly was a supervisor from Siskiyou County who was a real leader in championing rural legislation in Sacramento. So it is an honor to get that award.
Does the I know that you've really been reaching out across the aisle. And
I have, actually.
And you've brought so many people up into our area that have never been north of Sacramento. I know it's hard to believe that, but I mean, really, have not been north of Sacramento. And are you making any inroads?
Yeah, let me give you an example. So,
okay.
My first year here, I did a bill AB 744, which the bill allowed private landowners to harvest timber off of their land without doing a timber harvest plan, so up to 24 inches. And I had one no vote against the bill when we went through the assembly, which was by assembly member Mark Stone. So I had been working with him and talking to him about environmental issues. And, you know, wildfire is, quite frankly, the biggest threat to the North State right now,
right,
as far as the environment goes. And so later on, a year went by, and then last year, Mark said to me, you know, I'd like to see the environment through your eyes, Brian. How about, can I come up to your district sometime? And I had been promoting, I've had 48 members, either that's combined with Senate and Assembly members to the district. And so Mark came up last year during our spring break, stayed 2 days at my home. I took him to Bernie and around Bernie Falls, and then I showed him the Eiler fire and the stuff, the devastation that we had, and so I did a biomass bill last year to try to help our biomass plants stay running, and he actually co-authored the bill. So he opposed my legislation the first year I was here, and the third year he's co-authoring my legislation. So, yes, it is working. I had the opportunity last year. There's 13 members of the Black Caucus in the Capitol, and I had 8 of them up to Lake Tahoe. Doing the same thing, talking about why they should care about the watershed, and educating them, and so it's been working. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's great. You know, I mean, because we're not gonna outnumber them, but maybe we can out finesse them. So
yeah, so I'll give you. I think I said this to you before that, you know, when I went down to Reggie Jones Sawyer's district, he has USC and Compton area where the Rodney King riots were several years back, and you know, I asked him where his water came from, and he said, out of the tap. And I said, yeah, but who supplies that water? And he didn't know. He just knows that it comes out of the tap. But I said, well, 65% of your water comes from the Sierras, either off the backside on the Owens Valley side or down through the valley and up the aqueduct. So that's why you should care what we do in the Sierras and in my district, because that's pure good water. And so he totally understood that, and so he voted for the water bond. He's voting along the lines of trying to help preserve the forest.
Well, you know what, Brian, you might want to watch out for that one, or they may just vote just to take all the water. Just, you know, we own everything from Southern California, owns all the water all the way up to Oregon.
Well, let me tell you, here's the issue. They have one thing in their favor: gravity. We can't keep it; it will run downhill.
Oh, okay.
But we need to build some reservoirs so we can save some of it. So that's how I've been pitching it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you're going to get it. If you don't catch it before it goes out in the ocean, nobody gets it.
There you go. Because a lot of it just goes straight to the ocean. We need some more water reservoirs, that's for sure. We're going to take a quick early break because I want to get into the, you're doing a lot of things for rural health care, but I want to hear what your take on the Governor Brown's, his state of the state.
You bet.
All right, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 44 degrees out there, going up to 64 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
What goes up must come down. spin and we'll spin.
Dandelion, Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion. NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Wednesday, January the 27th. 8:32 in the morning, 44 degrees out there, going to 64. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, veteran-owned business where it's man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans, it's the best place in the world to get a haircut, right there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Good morning and welcome back, Assemblyman.
Good morning.
Hey, Brian, the State of the State by Governor Brown, what'd you think?
Well, you know, I agree with some of the stuff that he talked about, like our crumbling infrastructure and the cost of housing in the state. But it's what he didn't say that I want to talk about. You know, there's five key things that I think that the governor, failed to mention. For the past 11 years, CEOs have rated California as the worst state in which to do business. You know, what's the plan to turn that around? The other thing, California is the fifth most expensive state which to live in, and to raise a family. So we have extra money in the budget, and they're talking about raising a mileage fee because of the gas tax. We have cars now that go further on per mile per gallon, and so there's less gas tax coming. So there's a reduction in the amount of money to do infrastructure. So they're talking about more taxes. We don't need more taxes. We need to spend the money we have wisely, and we need to look at the regulations that we have. So that the reason we have a high housing market and it's difficult is because our regulatory environment is horrible to be able to build, and it's supply and demand. California has the nation's highest income tax, sales tax, and gas tax, if you add cap and trade. You know, what's the plan to try to get that down so we can have a business economy? So it's more of what he didn't say, but I will say this, that the governor is the most probably conservative Democrat in the building, in my mind. And that is truly from my heart, I believe that. He wants to have a reserve. Quite frankly, if you tax the people and they send the money to Sacramento, they will spend it all and more. At least we have a rainy day fund. At least we're talking about infrastructure. You know, the difference between Republicans and Democrats is how would we spend the money? And we'd like to see them spend the money on programs that actually help businesses and build good infrastructure, like water storage and those type of things, high-speed rail.
Well, that's the I was getting ready to ask. I mean, high-speed rail, I mean, it has tripled in cost. The people are against it. And yet he still wants to be pouring millions and millions of dollars into this. And I mean,
billions of dollars into it.
And yet it seems like this is his, he wants it to be called the Brown, you know, railroad system or something. But, I mean, is this anything, I mean, is he backing off on that at all?
No. He's committed to the high-speed rail, even with its difficulties in implementation and the cost. But they have, you know, this cap and trade has brought in about $3 billion. That's tax money that they're going to spend. And once they have that money, and it continues to come in, you know, you're being taxed on your energy and your fuel. And your business when you run your air conditioner, those are all cap and trade dollars or extra taxes that they're spending on all kinds of crazy things. So in my mind, we need to, you know, look at for the future, we need to build infrastructure, like the real infrastructure that actually produces something like, you know, storage, like Sites Reservoir would be a great project to build. And we need to do it immediately. We have water right now that we should be putting in storage instead of letting it go out to the ocean.
Absolutely. We're 100 feet short from being at full capacity at Shasta Lake.
Yeah. Well, I will say, you know, we have been blessed with some really good rains and some early storms this year. The water's flowing through our properties up yeah. north there,
well,
so it's great.
But it doesn't do any good unless we got ways of storing it.
That's correct.
So, okay. You know, and those are good points. You know, being the worst place in the United States to do business in, and we're losing so many businesses, but yet it does not seem to be impacting on his legislature there. Does that ever come up? That I mean, you know, what you just said, does it ever come up on the Democrat side? Is that hey, we're losing a lot of business. We need to do something.
They will tell you this is straight out of one of the Democrats I know very well that is termed out now, not here, said, you know what, California is a great place to live and people will always live here and, you know, business will stay around. Well, that's not true. Yes, there are people like me who own land that can't pick it up and move it and I'll stay here and fight the fight, but there are a lot of businesses leaving California and especially because of our, you know, the state taking the commitment to embrace Obamacare and the cost that's being trickled down to the business owners and the regulation is making it more difficult here than it is in other states. So I don't agree with that philosophy. I believe that businesses will leave. Yes, there will be some here that will stay for the long haul, but the cost of a hamburger is higher in California than it is in Nevada or Oregon or Utah because our minimum wage is higher and our regulatory environment is higher. And at some point, that there is no middle class, and that's what's happening to California, is we're losing the middle class. You're either in poverty or you're wealthy. And, you know, quite frankly, big business is part of that problem. I mean, big business squeezes out little business, and that's one of the big eye-openers that I found when I came to Sacramento. You know, I'm a business owner, but at the end of the day, you know, the bigger corporations can do it because they have economies of scale. The smaller ones can't, and they squeeze them out. And so there's an attack on the small business, not just in California, but nationwide. And it's very difficult because they have very powerful lobbying, and it's hard to be able to keep the mom and pops open, which are really the middle class.
Yeah. Hey, we have a question sure. from a listener. Dave, do you have a question for the assemblyman?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You're on.
Oh, okay. I think that economic development is the main issue for this election, and our candidates' economic achievements and their plans are how I'm going to decide my vote. California is very reluctant to spend money in the Republican parts of the state, but there may be some special circumstances where they will do so, and that's the difficult task that an assemblyman has. And I would like to just mention one special circumstance. 2008 wildfires are going to happen again in this area. The forests are in much worse shape than they were in 2008. What can Sacramento do to plan for the next wildfire?
Okay, Dave.
That's a great question.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dave.
That's a great question, and you're right on target. I've been talking about forest fire and watersheds since I came to Sacramento, and I've actually ran legislation to try to improve, like I mentioned earlier, Assembly Bill 744, which allowed private landowners to harvest timber without paying $30,000 to $60,000 in a THP just to open it up, not go clear cutting or do anything, and actually got that through. The other bill I did was I asked for $75 million of the greenhouse gas, the cap and trade monies, to go to thinning our forests so that we can put the forest back into pre-settlement time conditions where fire was part of the ecosystem. And, we had the Smokey the Bear campaign for the last 80 years, which has caused our forests to overgrow. And so our fires are more intense. And they burn so hot that it actually sterilizes the ground. They didn't do that before we came and started putting out fires. So I've been working to bring those. That's why I'm bringing the legislators to the district, get them out on the ground, environmental groups too, not just legislators. I've had many of the environmental groups out on the ground and show them what we're trying to achieve. And there's plenty of places in the district where we've thinned. We went out and thinned and chipped that material up and made green energy. And fire came after that and burned through the thin area, and there's still live trees in the ecosystems in perfect shape. So if I can get them all out there on the ground, they will understand what I'm doing. Then the hurdle I have to get over is getting the money from them to actually go do it. And since 2008, here's a fact that will blow your mind. Cal Fire has spent $3 billion putting out, suppressing fire, because we have these large and intense fires now that cost, hundreds of millions of dollars. So, but what have we done to try to curb the impact of the forest and actually prevent it from burning? It's probably around the neighborhood of a couple hundred million. So our priority is wrong. We need to go out and do the preventive maintenance so that the forest can withstand fire without devastating and completely burning it to the ground.
I think everybody agrees on that. Everybody up here sees that. So, but it's like you said, you're starting to make inroads in this. We have another question from the chat room. This is something that you have been working on. What can Mr. Daly do to help us get more doctors in rural areas? I can't find a doctor to take care of my 80-year-old dad anywhere.
Okay, so another great question, and I have been working on that. So, as many of you know, I have a cousin up in the Big Valley area who's a doctor at Mayor's Memorial who's been there for 30 years, a general practitioner, Dr. Daly. And so, I get beat up by him, every week when I visit with him when I'm at home about, Obamacare and how, it's putting docs out of business. And I've been meeting with the doctors' associations in Reading. And quite frankly, one of the problems with Obamacare is the paperwork trail. These doctors are businessmen. They don't want to spend all their time. They want to see patients. They don't want to spend all their time working on a tracking system that was put into place by Obamacare. So there has been some hurdles. The Hospital Association would like to hire docs. The California Medical Association doesn't want doctors to have to work for hospitals. So we have been working trying to bring docs to the North State, and quite frankly, recruit. It's tough. There is a shortage of doctors, and it's like my cousin said, you can sign all the people you want up for Obamacare, but if there's no docs to take them, it doesn't matter. And quite frankly, the goal of Obamacare was to get people in a different mindset. Instead of using the emergency room for their primary care by going to see a doctor, well, if there's no doctor, they go to the emergency room, we still have the same problem. So I'm engaged in that. I tried to get on the health committee last year, wasn't able to get on it, but I'm still working on those issues. I'm doing a bill this year for rural hospitals. I'm trying to alleviate some of the borrowing of money so that they don't have to borrow money to get a reimbursement, and just for Frontier hospitals that will help our district. So I did a bill last year for Mayor's Memorial to do a design-build project up there so they can meet the seismic standards. We got that through. So I'm engaged, and I'm trying to keep our hospitals in my district running. So, but we need to have, doctors got to make a profit if they're going to go into that line of work. And it's a lot of years of schooling, and it's a tough business.
They have to also pay back, huge tuition fees that they've, these tuition loans that they've taken out, and it's to the point where a doctor comes out and he can't buy a house because he owes so much money for his tuition fees.
Well, and then he has the malpractice insurance on top of that.
Yeah.
And, it goes on and on and on, and then, you only get reimbursed 15 cents on the dollar for Medi-Cal and Medicaid. I mean, there's a huge, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, doctors just don't, doctors, if they see all the people that they, that they're supposed to under this Obamacare, they're going to lose money. Every patient lose money. And then where are we? And you're going to get into when there's not enough doctors. At what point does the state of California lean into this and go, well, you're going to have to see these patients if you're going to be licensed in California. So, I see that coming. It's not going to be right away, but maybe in the next couple of years.
So let me ask you a question, Carl. We had Obamacare, right, and we put over a trillion dollars we infused into this system. Where did that money go?
Well, that's a good question.
Let me try to answer it for you.
Okay.
So you had, before Obamacare, if you didn't have insurance, they talked about these 30 million people that weren't insured in the United States. Well, they were still getting care because they would go to the emergency room, and you cannot deny access in an emergency room. So they were using the emergency room for their primary care. So let's get that settled out to start with.
Right.
Okay, so they infused $1 trillion. Now you can't see a doctor because of doctors, they've run doctors out of business because of all the paperwork. Second thing is there's not enough docs to go around. There wasn't enough docs in the first place. So people are going back to the emergency room. But where did the $1 trillion go? I think you should look at really closely at the pharmaceutical companies that are recording huge returns on their investments and what it's costing for drugs. So I think that's one of the places we should focus in on. So you can always tell what's going on if you just track the money, and that's where the biggest part of this money went, was to pharmaceuticals are just reaping a harvest, and it's taxpayer money, and people are not getting care. In fact, they're getting charged even more, and that's part of the problem with our health care system. We need to completely overhaul it. And so I'm trying to come up with solutions to that. I'm not on the health committee. Right now I'm just trying to save our hospitals in our district and trying to figure out ways to get more docs to our rural areas.
Okay.
But that's the biggest part of the problem right there.
Well, they didn't change the health care system. They just changed who they're paying in the health care system.
Exactly.
The insurance companies get paid
first. $1 trillion of taxpayer money.
And they're getting, and the other thing, too, if this thing fails, and it can fail, it's a setup for the next next election if you have a Democrat in there to go for the single-payer system, which is really going to screw these things up if they think you've got a problem now. Okay, hey, we've got to take a quick break. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. When we come back, I want to talk about the latest attacks on the Second Amendment by your compatriots down there in the
Brian, are you still there?
Yeah.
In the halls of Sacramento. We'll be right back after these messages.
Certified produce abounds in the Orchard Nutrition Center produce department. All Orchard Nutrition Center produce is only watered with purified and pH-balanced water.
My name is John Moore. I've been shopping here at Orchard for 3 years now. One of the things that keeps me coming back is the produce here is exceptional.
And visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Organic Deli and Bakery, featuring custom-made sandwiches on freshly baked breads with nitrate-free deli meats. Orchard Nutrition Center's roast beef is grass-fed, grass-finished, and the cheeses are organic and RBST-free. Or choose vegetarian or vegan options, an organic rotisserie chicken, as well as delicious homemade soups and salads. And Orchard Nutrition Center features a full-service coffee bar. Orchard Nutrition Center's in-house bakery features freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and a large selection of baked, gluten-free, and vegan items daily. And now, to better serve your family, Orchard Nutrition Center is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's about 13 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 27th of January. It's going to be 44 degrees right now, going up to 64 today. It's going to be kind of a nice day, but weather's going to start moving in. We're going to start getting a lot more rain. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Locally owned and operated. So our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. And Brian, it seems like over the last couple of weeks that a lot of new gun bills have been introduced and to take away even more rights of people that actually believe in the Second Amendment and the Constitution.
Yeah, after the San Bernardino shooting, you know, there's been a lot of talk about restrictions on, you know, everybody happened that's going to sell guns has to get a federal permit, and if you're going to have, there's lots of bills flying around here. In fact, quite frankly, I haven't even looked at them all. But I will say this: that you know, they've attempted every time they attempt to do gun legislation. Every time there's a shooting, what happens? I mean, people go out and buy. I mean, Obama has been the best thing for gun sales in America since Clinton came into office. And so that goes to tell you that there's a lot of people who believe in the Second Amendment, which I'm happy to hear. And hopefully our manufacturers will stay in California because the laws that they're trying to pass in this building are to make legal people who are, you know, who obey the laws, make it more difficult to obey the laws. That's what it's about. It's about, it's not about the criminal. The criminal will have a gun and doesn't matter to them. They'll break the law. But it's law-abiding citizens that are going to be impacted by all this legislation. As you know, I'm a pro Second Amendment guy. I love my arsenal and my firearms, and I will vote 100% right every time when it comes to gun laws.
Well, and it just seems like everything they're doing is, you're right. It's not going to do anything to criminals, and it just makes it tougher for people that are, you know, law-abiding citizens like us.
Well, I got to say, you know, the Anderson School Board,
is that great?
That takes a lot of courage to do what they did, and I'm proud of them for what they did. I think that is
amazing
that they you know, allow concealed carry on campus, and I think that's awesome. They have faith in our system.
Well, that's the thing is, you know what, I've just seen, you know, just where the government is falling into the most disliked organizations, you know, through this customer satisfaction surveys that they do, and that the government itself, and they're talking about feds, but I can probably, you know, go into a lot of other different governments, are the least liked organizations in the United States.
Well, we talk about human trafficking, and we talk about, you know, prisoners and slaves a lot about in this capital. But, you know, as a business owner, that's how I feel. I feel like I'm, you know, fear the government's going to come in, and you know, we pass 800 laws that get signed into law here pretty much every year, around 800 laws. It's hard as a business owner to even keep up with it. And, you know, people are breaking the law every day, not even knowing they're breaking it. And so we have too many laws. I fear the government putting me out of business somehow for me not doing something, and that makes it tough. So it's just like being a slave. If you are fearful of your government, it's like being a slave without, you know, shackles on your legs and hands. But we talk about all kinds of enslavement in the new era of, like, human trafficking and those things. But businesses feel the same way. You're up against the wall. You're trying to, obey the laws, but it is very difficult in this state.
That's
too bad.
Did you say, and I think I heard you, you know what, you're a straight talker, Brian, and you said that you feel like a slave to the state because you just don't know that, you know, they've come out with so many laws that they could just come down and you're afraid you might just lose your business
why. It's hard as a business owner. I mean, trust me, my wife is constantly, you know, we have employees and you have to give breaks and you have to just to keep up on the laws that are, and not that we don't, we want to pay a decent wage and we want our employees to stay with us. We want them to work. We need them. And we need them to be happy. And we need them to work. But just to keep up with the, I mean, I just had a business owner in my office yesterday. Has 150 employees. And they get a week worth of paid time off. Well, now the state came in with this sick leave, which is, it's incremented in a shorter time. So it complicates those issues. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, you're fearful of the state. You're trying to do everything you can. I mean, you want to obey the law. I'm a law-abiding citizen. But even not knowing, sometimes you can be breaking the law because there's so many laws out there and so much to keep up with. That's the point. That's how most business owners will feel, is that it's just too much, too fast. Let us just figure out how to stay in business, and that's the problem with California. It's very difficult to be in business.
Let me ask a question, and that just well then have you stood up in the assembly and said that?
Oh, are you kidding me? That's all I talk about.
Okay.
Because there's only a handful of us. I mean, I say a handful. I bet there's less than five people who have employees in the state assembly, and so you don't know what they're going through unless you're doing it yourself. I mean. We have two part-time employees right now. We used to have full-time, and we have part-time because our business has suffered some, and I'm not there, quite frankly. But at the end of the day, every business owner in the state of California, we have to pay. Let me give you an example. I don't know how much time I have, but let me give you an example.
Yeah, I've got a caller that has a question, too. So.
Okay, so, you know, they extended the unemployment benefits for up to 90 weeks. We are paying for that. The business owners, California owes $10 billion to the federal government in unemployment tax, and they're putting that tax onto us, transferring down. We didn't ask to extend it, but they did it on their own, but that's a pass-through to us at the business level. That's one example.
Wow. Okay, let's go to the phones. And it's another Brian. Brian, you have a question for the assemblyman.
Oh, yeah, this is Bruce.
Oh, Bruce, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know Brian's trying really hard for the North State. There's no doubt that he is, but he's so outnumbered. He could be George Washington, and it wouldn't make any difference. He's so outnumbered. And I can tell you that getting signatures for the state of Jefferson, at least 60% of the people support the state of Jefferson, and over 75% of businesses. I just think it's time to make a big push for the state of Jefferson, and I'm wondering when he's going to get on board with the state of Jefferson, and I'd like to take my call off the air.
Okay. Thanks, Bruce.
That's a good question. I feel their frustration, and I'm frustrated too, but until we get all of my counties in line, and, you know, signatures are one thing. It's how you ask the question, and I want to make sure that we're moving in the right direction. I think it's going to be difficult to split off from the state of California. It takes a lot of action at the federal level, too, and I think at this time it's not going to happen.
Okay. But the fact is that there is a lot of people, and I mean, hearing the frustration in your voice and all of our voices up here, and to a lot of people in California.
Absolutely.
I mean, and you're absolutely right. You know, one of the scariest things you said on the whole day, and you've said it before, but I want to just reiterate it, was less than five or six people in the whole assembly actually have people that work for them. They have to write paychecks for, that they have to worry about a business. Is that true?
Yeah, why would you want to come down here and be a legislator if you can be, I mean, I took a pay cut to come down here. So not many people want to do that, but I'm in for the cause because, you know, I want to save, I want to be able to pass my land on to my children, and that's the goal here, and let them keep their freedoms. But it takes good people to get involved, and, you know, we need, and we got to understand that there's a two-party system, and we got to break through that, system and make it happen. Business people got to step up to the plate. That's true too.
Well, they're going to. Okay, now we got like 3 minutes left.
Okay,
and we have. What would you? I mean, who are you looking at for the at the president and the president level? You got anybody you like?
Have,
you got anybody
no,
you like?
First of all, I like all the top three: Trump, Rubio, and Cruz. I mean, I'll take anybody over Hillary. How's that?
ABH.
Yeah. So I haven't really endorsed anybody. I kind of like to tend to wait and see what the, you know, a lot's going to wash out here in the next month or so. And I don't even really track that much. I mean, I get a kick out of, you know, some of the stuff that Trump says because, you know, it's not a dictatorship that the President of the United States, I mean, somewhat it is because we got executive orders. But at the end of the day, you have to get stuff through the House and the Senate, and it's not just that easy.
Well, That's a the fact is
should be interesting to watch the next few days.
Yeah, it should
see
be.
See what unravels, as you said, Brian Daly. We always love you calling in and hearing your passion. Keep that passion. Keep that fire in your belly.
I will. I'm there. I'm going to go down fighting.
Well, I tell you what, Terry's on the other side, on the other line, but I've only got like 30 seconds. Terry, I got like 30 seconds before he has to go.
Brian, just wondering what your plan is then. If 21 counties, half of those having boards of supervisors, are finding the only remedy to get our representation back, withdrawal from the state. If you've got another plan, my friend, we're all in. You've got thousands of people that would follow you. What's your plan?
Well, my plan is not to run a bill right now, I can tell you that.
Well, a bill wouldn't happen anyway. How about a joint resolution?
But I don't think it's... First of all, we got some counties that are it's up for vote, and we'll see what happens after that.
Okay, actually, thanks, Terry. Hey, Terry, thanks. We got to go. We got to go. Thanks, Terry. Brian, we're going to do this once a month, I understand.
Okay. And follow me on Facebook and Twitter and my website. So.
All right. Great.
We'll do
stuff.
That. Thanks a lot for calling in. And you know what? We feel your pain out there. Obviously, you feel ours.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Thanks
all right,
a lot,
take
Brian.
Care.
Okay. That's, Terry's questions are good, and we need to have more time for that, except the last, and so we can do this at a later date. Like we said, Brian Daly is going to be on, Assemblyman Daly is going to be on once a month. So as we are with Congressman LaMalfa and other important people that have impacts on our lives out here. Tomorrow, Trish Clark and I are here in our own little brand of Trish's political viewpoints.
Love it.
And yes, Friday we have Gregory Cheadle on running for Congress. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Arizona rancher Lavoy Finnegan, identified by the Oregonian newspaper as a man who was fatally shot during a traffic stop involving leaders of the armed group occupying a national wildlife refuge. Finnegan frequently spoke at news conferences since the start of the occupation back on January 2nd.
We should never, ever point guns at each other. So let's make sure that is the understood thing.
Finnegan at a January 5th news conference. While leaders of the group, including leader Eamon Bundy, were arrested during the traffic stop, others remain holed up at the wildlife refuge. President Obama to meet today at the White House with Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. On the Republican side, Donald Trump feuding with Fox News and anchor Megyn Kelly. As a result, Trump says he will not take part in tomorrow night's GOP debate in Iowa.
I was all set to do the debate. I came here to do the debate.